Ralph Rangers, thanks for the memory.
On the Rhine, the Parthenon, and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, and motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast, and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun, and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much. Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of lingerie with lace, Pilsner by the case, and how I jumped the day you trumped my one and only ace. How lovely it was. We said goodbye with a highball. Then I got as high as a steeple. But we were intelligent people. No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. So thanks for the memory. And strictly entre nous, darling, how are you? And how are all the little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo, and thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, sung by Jane Morgan. You're listening to Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. Johnny Burke was a prolific lyric writer. He wrote songs for many artists to sing in films. Five of his songs were nominated for Academy Awards for the Best Film Songs of the Year. Here's one of them.
Yeah. every time. Is from heaven. Don't you know it's clouds contain pennies from heaven? You find your fortunes all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Then send him for a package of sunshine and flowers. Don't you know the things you love, they must have showers. And when you hear the thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you.
Such a fool of me. You know you're much too near and I'm too romantic. Wouldn't I be a sight on a bender? I'm startled when you whisper. I'll run if you should sigh. I must be so careful, or I'll kiss my heart goodbye. You shouldn't let me dream, 'cause I'm too romantic. Don't let me fall unless it could all come true.
The orchestra was Glenn Miller's, the vocalist Ray Eberly, and the song Too Romantic, written by James Monaco and Johnny Burke for Bing Crosby to sing in the first of the seven Road films, Road to Singapore, in 1939. Many of us are familiar with the songs, and perhaps the songwriters and the performers from the great decades of the Hollywood of the Broadway musical, the 40s, 50s and 60s. But we're probably not too familiar with some of the people who were crucial to the success of those stage shows on Broadway, and I mean the directors. My next two selections are meant to honour the directors, or two of them in particular, Reuben Mamoulian and Joshua Logan.
March went out like a lion, a whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along come pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And the crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come.
Well, it's coming like gum, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
June is busting out. Out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill.
June is busting out all over.
The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's
Junior, and my sister's even loonier, and my ma is getting kittenish with pap.
Two ladies, the men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because the captains hanker for a comfort they can only get in port.
Because it's good.
Gleaming white on sunlit blue.
little tail a-swishing. Every lady fish is wishing that a male would come and grab her by the gills. The sheep aren't sleeping anymore. All the rams that chase the ewe sheep are determined there'll be new sheep, and the ewe sheep aren't even keeping school.
June is busting out all over, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II for their smash hit musical Carousel. The singers were Christine Johnson and Gene Darling, and they were in the original Broadway cast of Carousel. And one of the reasons for its success was due to the talents of director Reuben Mamoulian. And he also was the director for the Broadway production of Oklahoma in 1943.
We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea, we got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree,
we got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got days.
We get packages from home.
We get movies, we get shows.
We get speeches from our skipper.
And advice from Tokyo Rose.
We get letters doused with perfume.
We get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We have nothing to put on a clean white suit for.
What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day.
We feel restless, we feel blue,
we feel lonely and in brief.
We feel every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but, brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is. Nothing else is built the same. Nothing in the world
has a soft and wavy frame like the silhouette of a day.
There is absolutely nothing like the frame of a day.
Suppose a dame ain't bright, or completely free from flaws,
or as faithful as a bird dog,
or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for
the things they got. There is nothing you can name.
Looks like a dame, and nothing looks like a dame. There are no drinks like a dame, and nothing thinks like a dame. Nothing acts like a dame, or attracts like a dame. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a girl.
That song from South Pacific was my tribute to the director of the Broadway production of South Pacific, Joshua Logan. He also directed the Broadway production of Annie Get Your Gun. And the song that you heard, There Is Nothing Like a Game, sung by the men's chorus, Nothing Like a Dame, sung by the men's chorus from South Pacific in the original Broadway production. Recently, I was watching Breakfast at Tiffany's on television and heard Audrey Hepburn sing this song. Moon River was played by its composer, Henry Mancini, and his orchestra. In about 1 minute, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. Enjoy now my selection from my singer of renown for this week.
Day. Let these walls so
My singer of renown for this week is the Australian contralto Essie Ackland. She was born in Mossman in 1896, studied at the Sydney Conservatorium, and then moved to London in 1925. She became a leading light in concerts and made many recordings in Great Britain. That was one of them, recorded in London in 1933, Bless This House, written by the Australian songwriter May Brar, and my singer of renown for this week, Essie Ackland. I'm taking us now to Broadway in 1944.
Shine to that moon. Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolink's tune? Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying the day. Don't you reckon it's
did.
Why, yes, don't you remember?
Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon?
Our lives would be a perfect hitch, 'cause you're so handsome, I'm so rich.
Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolinks too?
I'd be content with only you.
And just a chambermaid.
Evelina, sung by David Brooks and Celeste Holm, who were in the original Broadway cast of the New York show Bloomer Girl. The music was written by Harold Arland and Yip Harburg, and it was a show about Dolly Bloomer, a forward-thinking American lady from the era of the Civil War who advocated the wearing by ladies of bloomers rather than hoop skirts.
Thank you.
that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you, it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charm from you.
Silvery dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you, you, you. Roses will die with the summertime. Our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in Picardy. It's the rose that I keep in my heart. Thank you.
Roses of Picardy, written in 1916 by Haydn Wood and Fred Weatherly, two British songwriters. I don't imagine that they imagined that it would be sung that way and played by Frankie Lane with Buck Clayton's orchestra in that recording from 1955.
Up in the sky, I've had no loving since January, February, June or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my God. Outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my God. For me and my God. Shine on, harvest moon
climbing up the ladder of love to find the one who waits for me. Got a date with an angel, gotta meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. The choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I'm on my way to heaven.
Got a Date with an Angel, introduced in a London show called Love of Mike in 1931, played by Lawrence Welk's orchestra with a vocal by Ken Dello. And before that, Shine on Harvest Moon. Rosemary Clooney recorded it with Nelson Riddle in 1960. The song had been written back in 1908 by Nora Bays and Jack Norworth. Haven't played a Bing Crosby recording yet. Here's a notable recording, one of the greatest Depression songs, introduced in America in a show called Americana in New York in 1932, written by Jay Gorney, and lyrics, notable lyrics by Yip Harburg. Brother, can you spare a dime?
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother. Can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Brother, can you spare a dime from 1932? Here's a Cole Porter song from 1928.
Educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns, folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston, let's do it. Let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clam, against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why? Waiter, bring me shad roe in shallow shoals. English souls, do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Let's.
Eartha Kitt, let's do it. I'll close with a little bit of Charlie Barnett's Skyliner.